Friends, fellow evolvers, and curious people everywhere, welcome once again to Being with Sally Wilson. I'm Sally, and once again, I just love having Beck Duffield as my guest. Welcome back again, Beck.
I just love these conversations, so thank you.
There's a reason Beck is coming back for several conversations. In fact, there are several reasons. One is that I love them. One is that I'm glad to hear she loves them too. And the other is that we get so much extraordinary feedback from people who listen to these conversations. And by listening, you're taking part in them. You're participating. So all of you listening, thank you for being here. So for those
I'll
of you
second
who,
that.
Yeah. And for those of you who haven't listened to any other of Beck's episodes, Beck is the founder and, well, you're the head yogi, really, of Zero Point Yoga. So Beck's a yoga teacher, teaches other people to teach yoga, and happens to run the studio that I go to as much as I possibly can. For that reason, Beck's there and other wonderful teachers. And Beck is just so great at helping us apply what she teaches in yoga in our everyday life. And something that she's going to help us understand today is something that we refer to as top-down, bottom-up processing. Can you please tell us what on earth that means, Beck, and how we can apply it?
Yes, this is a very new and welcome addition to the yoga world, which takes into account the different ways people are able to make sense of the world. So the best explanation I ever saw for this is top-down processing is like if you get a jigsaw puzzle and you have a look at the picture on the front first, and then you start putting the pieces together. And bottom-up processing is like putting the pieces together, not quite knowing where it's headed, and then you get the picture at the end. So this is this representation of this metaphor for whether it starts in the mind first as a concept and then you create it, or whether it comes from little bits of raw data that are fed in by the senses, and then we create a story to it. We get, I don't know, I've nearly said maladaptions, but I don't want to use that term. But when we are maybe unable to do the bottom-up processing, for example, it might look like something like post-traumatic stress disorder, where we're really good at having a narrative and visuals and an image, but we're not so good at the sensory bits of being able to feel ourselves breathe and being able to feel our feet on the earth. We might just be all in the top. And then we have the beautiful detailed processing that happens in the autism spectrum, where people are really good at sensory input. Little bits of this, this, and this, but maybe sometimes it can be harder to get the concept, the big picture. And maybe sometimes those little bits of sensory input become overwhelming because they're so strong and detailed and the bigger picture isn't there. So ideally, we want to be able to, and we all can, process in both ways. We want to be able to flip between processing states as we need to. So this is this top down, bottom up. And we're seeing this in lots of different fields. So psychology and psychiatry, which has previously been really top down, like let's talk through the narrative, let's give meaning to all of these things, let's make a story, let's pick apart the story, let's dissect the meaning. And now has been met with that more somatic approach of like, let's process it in the body, and maybe you don't need a story, or maybe you're not going to get a story, but let's just let it go from the body. So both are really useful, and yeah, using them as a yoga teacher, being able to teach both of those and strengthen both of those in the students is something that we're now able to do.
So how do you approach that in a yoga class in order to help people take the awareness out with them?
So it would look like this flip between teaching from one to the other. So a top-down teaching might look like, please come into Warrior 2. So you give the picture of the puzzle first, and then you start to break it down. Ground the left heel and drag the back kneecap up and extend the spine and really reach the fingers out long and fix the gaze on the front middle fingernail and feel the breath here. So big picture and then detail, detail, detail. This is what's in your big picture now that you're here. Whereas in contrast, if you were to do a bottom-up approach, you might say, step the left leg back and really ground the foot into the earth and then rise energy up from the feet. Take a deep bend into the front knee and then lengthen along the spine. Feel the ribs move as you breathe and then extend the arms out long away from the heart. Puzzle piece, puzzle piece, puzzle piece. We've arrived in Warrior Two. And so teaching that's going to strengthen both of these is going to move between. So you wouldn't do one class that's just all top down. That's what yoga used to be. It used to be like a teacher just saying Sanskrit names. So just giving concepts and the students found it in the body. And you don't want to give all bottom up because that's a lot of words. And to the people that might sit on the autism spectrum, that might just be completely, just there's too much sensory input coming. So you want to dance between the two. Definitely want to give the instructions on the body and then name a shape and name a shape and then dissect it for people.
Okay. And so if I'm out in the world, let's say I'm working with a client or a customer or whatever we are, can you give us an example of how we can apply these concepts and this awareness in a practical way in our lives?
Absolutely. So if I think of myself as an example here, one place I put it into practice, my least favorite place, and this is like a lot of privilege is showing here, but my least favorite place is like self-serve checkouts. I just really don't like them.
That's hilarious.
It's ridiculous. And so I have a lot of stories made up in my mind about like, I just don't want to do it. Which is hilarious because as a little aside, my sisters and I used to play this, and I'm so sorry to my mum as a grown up, I understood how annoying this game is. We used to think there was nothing better in the world than being a checkout chicken with kids. And so we used to play groceries where we pull everything out of the cupboard of the fridge and beep, beep. That was a game for us. Anyway, it's hilarious to me now. But anyway, I can be in the self-serve checkout and it's probably like there's a whole nexus of factors, right? Like I'm always rushing. Those things don't respond well to rushing because there's an unexpected wait are you using your own bag? So I'm already meeting them with the wrong kind of approach. So I can be in a story and getting flustered with it, right? I can be making up a story about, gosh, these things are annoying. I really don't like doing this. So I'm in a real top-down situation there and I can let it spin, right? So my thing would be find some bottom-up stuff to come out of that story for a minute. Feel your feet on the earth. Notice the temperature in here. Pay attention to whatever podcast. I'm always listening to something. That probably doesn't help me either. I've got some true crime thing playing. so this is, it's all like everything. It's all my fault. But like, can I gather some puzzle pieces instead of just be in a narrative that's like not true? So I'll do it. My tendency, and we're all different, but my tendency would be to be more in the top down and needing the bottom up. So I guess one way to use this is learn what yours is. Another one where I'd do the opposite actually is at dinner time, and because I have little kids, dinner time isn't just this very peaceful, everybody sits down and loves the food that's on their plate and we have a really nice conversation about how grateful we are for our day. That's just not the reality of dinner time with a toddler. So dinner time for me, I can feel really overwhelmed with the noise and really overwhelmed with like the sensory overwhelmment. So then I can be like, look at the picture. You've got two healthy children and you're having dinner with them in a really safe home. Look at the picture. And try to come out of the little parts of I've got to do that and I've got to do that. And that noise is really annoying me right now. And I can't even taste this. And like where the sensory load is too overwhelming for me. Like there's a beautiful picture in front of you. Notice the narrative. So I guess people will have a tendency one way or the other, and being able to notice. So awareness, like, it's everything, right? Like, notice, okay, I'm caught in a sensory overload here. It's just dinner with my kids, you know?
Yeah.
Or the self-serve checkout isn't like your nemesis. Feel your feet, feel your breath.
That's so helpful, Bec. Thank you so much once again.
Oh, it's just a pleasure. Thank you for listening to me and my silly little concerns.
No, but, you know, it's, we all have them. We're all human. And that's the thing, you know, just being able to talk us through what that even looks like for you and how you apply these concepts. We can all relate, believe me. Not necessarily to the self-serve checkout, but in other areas.
Somewhere else where you have a story. Yeah.
Exactly. So thank you so much, Bec. And look, I just wanted to point out, yes, Bec has Zero Point Yoga, two studios in Ocean Grove and in Drysdale, but also for people who are listening who are thinking, oh, I don't live anywhere near there and I want more of this person, Bec, how might they be able to engage with you in Zero Point online or in other ways?
Well, firstly, we'd love to have you engage. We've got an online yoga studio, which is called On Demand, and it's just a library of classes that some are 5 minutes, some are an hour, that you can just choose and weave them into your life. And I've got a few courses that run online as well, teaching this sort of stuff, basically. Like I'm just such this very ordinary person, right, with kids and a job and a mortgage. And so I like to teach, like, how you can just live this kind of life, like, not at a monastery, not at an ashram, how you can live this kind of life, like, I bag my own groceries, but how do you make that spiritual? So that's a lot of the aim of the courses that I teach. It's like, how do you make this day to day in the real world, in real world in inverted commas, how do you make that, do that with present awareness? How do you make it sacred? How do you find ways to use things like doing the groceries as a tool to self-realization? You don't have to go climb a mountain and sit there for 10 days. You can do it when you're at Woolworths. So yeah, there's some online courses about that sort of way of engaging with the world.
Thank you, Bec, for all that you offer us. I know I certainly have a client who's doing your 40 days and 40 nights course at the moment and getting so much out of it. So thank you for all that you give us. And I'll look forward to our next conversations, Bec.
Thank you.
And everybody, thank you for being here and being a part of this conversation with us. And I'll look forward to joining with you on the waves next time. Bye.